Well, it's time for another COVID-19 edition of Arts News here on KSMU, supported by Don Wessel Honda at 3520 South Campbell. Don Wessel Honda, a supporter of all arts, which makes Springfield a better place to live. I'm Randy Stewart, and yesterday I had a phone conversation with Beth Doman, director of Springfield Little Theater, to check in on how they're doing during the stay-at-home order.
Well, I mean, it put a halt to our entire season, that's for sure. We're still doing classes online, so the education program is doing classes online, and Lorianne is busy Zooming all day, every day. There's still meetings happening with Zoom, but as far as shows, you know, we thought we might be able to push Matilda back to May. That's not going to work. Then June, probably not going to work. So we're just planning on just pushing everything into the summer and hoping at that point that it'll be okay to do things. It's difficult to plan a new season around all this stuff when you're constantly having to, nobody knows what the dates will be. So it's difficult at best, I think, for all the arts organizations, just dealing with the unknown. You know, you're dealing with a lot of people that, you know, we run by deadlines. And so this is not, it's not easy to do this because it's just, this is just open. It's just fluid. So
it's not easy to sell tickets either.
Right. You know, we can't sell tickets. We can't do anything like that. So, I mean, we'll get back to it eventually and, you know, have our season tickets and that kind of stuff. It's just trying to plan when is the best time and when we'll be able to get everybody back into the theater to even be able to do that. It's difficult to do this stuff at home, that's for sure.
No doubt. Well, how are the classes going?
Good. You know, the youth players and all the troops they're meeting and having a good time, and they're still meeting with kids as far as getting, you know, monologues and that kind of thing, and some of our other people. And then they also are doing dance classes online. That's going well. Everybody seems to be having a good time.
What shows are we missing this spring?
Matilda, Deep in the Heart of Tuna, and we were closing with Kinky Boots.
So, right, 3 months worth, 3 shows worth.
Oh, yeah. The Matilda set is on stage. It's sitting there ready and waiting, and it'll take us probably 2 weeks to get the cast back in shape, but we're ready to go and chomping at the bit. This happened a week and a half prior to that when we were supposed to open.
Okay.
So, most of all, we want everybody to be safe and feel comfortable, and, you know, our cast to be safe, our volunteers and our patrons, of course. And so we're in a holding pattern. We're in just wait and see.
Now, what does the holding pattern do to the company financially?
Well, you know, it's never good when your revenue goes from, you know, your ticket sales to nothing.
Yeah.
You know, that's a big drag. But, you know, we did apply and with the loans and stuff and that kind of thing. And so that's what we're just kind of look at it week to week and see where we're at. Fortunately, we have an incredible board. Tom Everett is our board president, and he's just doing an amazing job. And Steve Kelly and Jeff Hammack and Bill Mitchell and Travis Lyles are on our exec. And they're just strong, good leaders to help with that kind of stuff. So we're very fortunate.
So you still, of course, have the website. You have, what other online presence do you have?
Right. And so they're still doing stuff with the education program. Our Facebook, we just keep things going, different things, different stuff. We actually got on our website is Charlie Watson, who is our Matilda, doing one of the songs on there. And we got to do that right before we had to shut down. And that was pretty cool. So now we're just going back and showing old pictures and old shows and that kind of stuff. So that's kind of fun. Have a little history lesson. And
when you do pick back up again, the first thing you'll do is Matilda, right?
Yes. We'll kick off with that, and then we'll probably try to put Tuna, squeeze that in somewhere in the next season. Because Mark Gideon, who does that with me, you know, he's retiring this year. So now I'm just going to have to work around his travel schedule. So because now he's free to go and do whatever he wants, whenever he wants. So, and then we'll do Kinky Boots, too. So
right. I appreciate you taking the time to give us a little rundown of what's happening, and obviously stay safe, and we all hope for the chance to get things going again.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, you can only do Netflix so much. My Lord, I just can't anymore, you know. But everybody, yeah, just stay safe, and let's so we can get everybody back. It'll be great.
That's Beth Doman, director of Springfield Little Theater. You can find out more at their website, springfieldlittletheater.org, or visit their Facebook page. Well, that's arts news for this morning here on KSMU. I'm Randy Stewart, and we'll be trying to provide little insights into how people in the arts community are coping with the coronavirus shutdown as we go through each week. Support for Arts News on KSMU is provided by Don Wessel Honda at 3520 South Campbell. Don Wessel Honda, a supporter of all arts, which makes Springfield a better place to live. For KSMU, I'm Randy Stewart.